It's hard to remember that I have to be careful about my allergies. I sure remember now, though.
Yeah, you don't want to get a bad reaction to anything. Do you have allergies? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you have allergies, then you know how important it is to stay away from whatever it is that you're allergic to. If you touch it or maybe eat it, then you'll have a bad reaction. Well, it's like that with sin, too. If you choose to sin, you will suffer the consequences of that choice. Paul had some good advice for this to his friend Timothy. Here's what he said. But you, man of God, flee from sin and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Our story today, it's called Negative Reaction.
Mom, my skin is getting all itchy, said Tate, holding out his arms. There are bumps on my legs, too.
Oh, no, said Mom. I wonder why your allergies are acting up again. I haven't changed a laundry detergent or any of our soaps. I can't imagine what's causing an allergic reaction this time. Can you?
Tate rubbed his arms.
When I was over at Barrett's house this morning, we dressed up in some of his dad's old camouflage clothes. Maybe they were washed in something that's causing my reaction.
That's probably it, said Mom. Well, go take a shower and then we'll go get your prescription refilled.
As Tate and Mom drove home after picking up the medicine, Tate sighed.
It's hard to remember that I always need to be so careful about stuff that touches my skin.
I know, said Mom. You were just having fun when you put on those old clothes, and it's too bad you have to avoid things like that. But if you don't, you'll be sorry later on because of the negative reaction with your skin.
Yeah, said Tate. We were just having so much fun this morning that I didn't even think about it.
He rubbed his arm. My allergies are reminding me now, though. It's too bad they don't remind me ahead of time.
Isn't that the truth? Said Mom.
She smiled at Tate. You know, all of us should think ahead about the consequences of what we do. There are other things we all need to avoid, even though they may seem like innocent fun.
Other things? Asked Tate.
Like what?
Well, things we watch or do online, or going places where we might be tempted to do something wrong, replied Mom.
If we give in to temptation, it causes a negative reaction in our lives and hurts our relationship with God, and other people can be negatively affected by our sin too. That's why we need to confess our sins to Jesus and trust Him to help us avoid things that are harmful. He saved us so we could enjoy eternal life with Him, and He will help us turn from sin and live in a way that shows others His goodness and love. So, how about you? Are you allergic to anything? Some kinds of food, or maybe pollen, bees, or soap? If so, you know it's best for you to avoid those things. As Christians, we need to avoid sin. It's harmful and can cause a very bad reaction in our lives and relationships. Before going into a situation where you may be tempted to sin, think carefully about the consequences, and then trust God to help you make a wise decision. Our key verse for today is 1 Thessalonians 5:22.
Stay away from every kind of evil.
And our key thought for today, avoid sin. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.